啊、奉主之圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, begin our morning Sabbath service.
我们一起唱诗265首。
Let us rise, sing hymn 265.
一起祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天安息日整天的聚会。啊，一起跪下来。哈利路亚！啊，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。啊，在这个主所赐福的圣安息日啊，愿我们的身心灵啊都能够来到这里，真正的享受到安息。那我们今天早上要用主耶稣生平的一段事迹啊，来作为一个记载。
So today we would like to use the word of God to instill something in our heart.
啊，我们来看一下《路加福音》第十九章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 19.
路加福音的第十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音的第十九章
Luke chapter 19
第二十八节
Verse 28
路加福音的第十九章的第二十八节
Luke chapter 19 verse 28
耶稣说完了这话就在前面走上耶路撒冷去二十九节
Verse 29
将近伯法奇和伯大尼在一座名叫橄榄山那里 就打发两个门徒说，30节。
30.
你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从没有人骑过的，可以解来牵来。31节。
31.
若有人问为什么要解它，你们就说主要用它。32节。
Verse 32.
打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。33.
33.
你们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说解驴驹做什么。34.
34.
他们说主要用它。35.
35.
他们就牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。36.
36.
走的时候，众人把衣服铺在地上。37.
37.
将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，就欢乐起来，说。38.
38.
说奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。那在这里记载的是耶稣进入耶路撒冷的情形啊。
Here records the incident where Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
我们知道，在耶稣在世上啊，总共活了33年啊。
We know that when Jesus lived on earth, he lived 33 years.
那在这33年当中啊，他总共啊出来工作了3年半的时间。
Within those 33 years of his life, he worked 3 years.
那在这三年半里面啊，大部分的时间呢、啊，他都是受到很大的逼迫以及很大的攻击的。
And in those 3.5 years, he encountered a lot of persecution and attacks.
受到许多人的反对。
He experienced many people against him.
那在这里记载的是啊，耶稣要进入耶路撒冷的情形。
And here it records that Jesus went up into Jerusalem.
是他最后进圣城啊所得到的荣耀哦。
The final glory days of entering into the holy city.
那这段记载是很少有在耶稣的生平当中。很少有的众人尊重他，众人荣耀他的一个记载啊。
And this is one of the few incidents where it records that people respect and honor him.
那我们来看一下这一段，到底我们可以学到什么
？So let us see what we can learn from in this passage.
那在这里啊，主耶稣要进城的时候哦。
So here before Jesus goes into the city.
那他特别吩咐了门徒啊，到隔壁的村庄去哦。
He specifically commanded his disciples to go on the city on the next to the residing one.
啊，因为主要骑驴驹进城啊。
Because he will ride a donkey into the city.
为什么要骑驴驹进城呢
？Why must he have ride a donkey into the city？
这个跟当时候的一个社会的一个观念有关系啊。
This is actually related to the mind frame at that time.
如果一个君王是要骑马哈，骑马进城啊。
If a king were to ride a horse into the city，
啊，那就是要打仗了啊。
Then that means he will fight a battle。
哦，骑马代表的是铁跟血，是要打仗的。
Riding a horse means that you use metal to fight a war。
啊，但是如果骑驴驹啊，则是代表说为和平而来的哈。
However, if you ride a donkey, it means you come for peace。
哦，所以啊，这里耶稣啊，他要做和平的君王。
That is why here, so Jesus wants to be the king of peace。
啊，将和平带到他所经过的地方。
And spread peace to wherever he goes to.
啊，但是在这里说啊，耶稣要骑驴驹啊，必须要有驴驹给他骑呀。
So here, if Jesus were to ride a donkey, he must find one first.
所以他在这里就对门徒说哦。
So then he told the disciples.
他说啊，你到那个村庄去啊，去解那里有一匹驴驹拴在那里啊。
So go, he told the disciples, go to the village opposite you and go and to find a donkey, a colt for me.
是没有人骑过的。
One that no one has ever rode before.
你把它解开，把它牵过来呀。
Untie him and bring him over.
那在这里有告诉我们几个我们必须要学习的地方啊。
So here it tells us some parts that we can learn from.
那第一，什么叫做驴驹
？So first, what it means to be a donkey.
驴驹就是小驴子的意思啊。
So a colt is a small donkey.
啊，就是还没有长大、还小的驴子啊。
It's a baby donkey.
哦，所以在这里主耶稣要用的是驴驹啊。
So here Jesus wants to use a colt.
可是我们可能会觉得说，哎呀，好辛苦啊，这驴驹这么小，你还要坐它。
But some say it's very difficult and suffering for Jesus. So small and you must ride it.
它好可怜啊，它被压扁了怎么办
？Well, it will happen if you crush the colt.
啊，在这里告诉我们一个观念啊。
But here it tells us a concept we should have.
就是啊，我们啊，孩子要从小训练起啊。
It's to tell us that our child must be trained from a young age.
我们在亚洲常有一句话哦。
In Asia, we have a phrase.
他说啊，不要让你的孩子输在起跑点上啊。Do not let your kids lose at the starting point.
Do not
or behind.
Do not lose your kids at the starting point.
不让你的孩子输了哈。
Do not have your kids lost at the starting point.
就是啊，很多小孩都在跑啊，要好像人生好像要赛跑一样啊。
So life is like a race.
结果啊，如果你先跑，你就可能先到终点啊。
So if you run off first, then you will get to the midpoint first.
所以那时候就很流行这句话，就从小要训练你的孩子啊。
So that's why it's very popular. They say the phrase from a young age, you need to train your children.
所以很多父母亲啊就很怕我的小孩啊一开始就输给别人啊。
That's why many parents are very scared that their kids cannot compete with other kids.
所以从小就把他送到各种各样的补习班啊。
Therefore, at a young age, parents send them all to different type of tutoring classes.
去学英文、学法文、学西班牙文、学钢琴、学小提琴、学电子琴。
To learn English, French, to Spanish, to learn the piano.
结果小孩啊，从小就是在这种啊很辛苦、很辛苦的环境里面长大的啊。
Therefore, this child grows up in this environment where they have to learn so many different things.
的目的就是说，希望我们的小孩啊，从小就会比别人更好啊。
And the purpose is that from a young age, our child is better than all the other children.
我个人是非常讨厌这句话的啊。
Personally, I don't like this phrase.
我觉得这个是补习班骗学生的方法啊。
I feel like this is the tutoring class tricking you to attend their classes.
但是如果从另外一个角度来看啊。
But if we look at another standpoint.
如果我们能够我们父母亲都是希望孩子能够最好、最有成就、最有发展。
Yes, our parents hope that our kids have most success and most growth.
所以我们付出所有的代价，都是希望我们的下一代能够比我们更强。
Therefore, we offer up a big sacrifice so that our children are better than us.
所以我们来到了美国。
Therefore, we come to the U.S.
所以我们辛苦的工作赚钱。
And therefore, we work hard, labor for money.
所以我们砸锅卖铁，也要让孩子上好大学。
We sell our stuff.So that our kids can go to college.
就是希望说他有一个更好的未来，不是吗？
In hopes that they have a better future.
但是在这众多的训练当中啊，
Along all this training,
我们对孩子的期望，对他的训练，有没有哪一项是跟信仰有关系的呢？
All our training and hopes for them, which is related to their spiritual life.
那在这里说啊，主要用小驴驹啊。
Here Jesus said he wants to use the colt.
所以我们也是啊，从小就要栽培训练孩子，希望他有一天能为主所。
We need to train them at a young age and raise them so that one day they will be used by the Lord.
现今父母啊，孩子都很少啊。
For a parent, for spiritual parents are a few.
现在的父母亲小孩很少哦。
And recently, there are parents with few children.
通常就是一个嘛。
Normally, the parents only have one child.
偶尔的有生两个。
Some may have two.
有的比较想不开，可能生三个。
And some don't understand, they end up having three.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为现在养孩子非常非常的不容易啊。
Nowadays, it's hard to raise children.
所以啊，有的父母，因为我们的孩子非常少哦。
Because we have very few kids lately.
所以我们全心全意就是看着我们的孩子，希望栽培他啊。
So we use all our strength and invest them into our children.
我们怕他累了。
We're scared that they'll be tired.
我们怕他太辛苦。
We're afraid that they suffer too much.
我们跟他讲这个你不用做，这些工作你不用做啦。
We say to them, oh, you don't have to do this.
你只要读书就好，读书最大。
As long as you study, that's the biggest thing.
所以有时候我们教出了一个只会读书什么都不会做的孩子啊。
So oftentimes we may train up a child that only knows how to study.
我还记得我有一个朋友在台湾的时候有一个朋友
I recall I have a friend in Taiwan.
那女孩子很会读书啊。
This girl, she knows how to study very well.
所以她妈妈从来不让她做任何家事啊。
So her mother never let her do any chores in the house.
每天读书，拼命读书就好。
Every day, all you have to do is focus on studying.
北一女、台大都读最好的学校啊。
She goes to the best schools.
但是毕业了要工作了有一天总是要嫁人的嘛。
So she graduates and one day of course she needs to get married.
嫁人以后天天哭啊。
After she got married, every day she cries.
为什么天天哭？
Why does she weep every day?
连炒蛋都不会啊。
Because she doesn't even know how to fry an egg.
听那个烧开水听那个哔还会吓一跳啊。
When she hears the water boil, and it beeps, she's scared.
从来没有进过厨房啊。
She never entered into the kitchen.
所以结完婚之后天天哭啊。
Therefore, after she got married, she cried every day.
因为她从来没有做过这些事情啊。
She never did any of these household chores.
所以圣经里面告诉我们一个观念啊。
Therefore, the Bible teaches us a concept.
我们来看一下耶利米哀歌啊。
Let us look at the book of Lamentations.
我们看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentations chapter 3。
耶利米哀歌的第三章的第二十六节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 26。
二十六节。
Verse 26。
啊，这里说，人仰望神，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。二十七节。
Verse 27。
他说，人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。二十八节。
28。
他说，他当独坐无言，因为这是神加在他身上的哦。那这里啊，耶利米告诉我们啊
，Here Jeremiah tells us，
说让少年人幼年负轭，这是件好事啊。
That when a man it is good for a man to bear the yoke of his youth。
为什么在年轻的时候负轭是好事呢
？Why is it a good thing that a youth bears his yoke？
他说啊，他会独坐无言呐、啊，不讲话啊。
Because he will do and not speak。
有时候人在辛苦的环境里面哦。
Many times when we're in times of suffering。
尤其是年轻人，当他遇到一些人生当中的困难、人生当中的患难。
Especially when a youth encounters the life crisis，
你会发觉说啊，他比同年龄的小孩成熟很多啊。
You'll realize and find that they'll be more mature than the other people of their same age。
可是当你看到一个小孩啊，人生当中从来没有遇到过任何的压力啊。
Have you seen if a child never experienced any pressure in their life？
所有的事情父母都帮你做好好了。
Everything in their life is prepared by their parents。
这种小孩通常非常幼稚、无知而且脆弱啊。
This child is often very foolish and very weak。
好，所以在这里说啊。当你幼年年纪轻的时候，就受到一点生命的重担。
Therefore, in your life, when you're young, it is good that you receive some stress and burden.
他说这对我们是件好事啊。
And for us, that is a good thing.
会让我们再次的思考人生。
It will allow us to recall life and its values.
会让我们再次的珍惜我们所拥有的。
And allow us to appreciate all that we have.
会让我们再一次的去寻找神，抓住神。
And once again, allow us to grasp on and hold on to Jesus.
所以幼年的时候，我们要适当的给孩子一些压力啊。
Therefore, in our children's youth, we need to give them the correct amount of stress.
啊，但是要适当哦。
But of course, it has to be the appropriate amount.
而且要必须跟信仰有关系啊。
And it must be associated to their spiritual life.
所以在美国有一个我觉得还不错的一件事情啊。
So in the U.S., I feel that there's a very good deed.
就是他们很鼓励啊，年轻人出去走一走，去闯荡一下啊。
They encourage the young, the youth to go out and experience independence.
16岁、17岁就去打工啊。
Around 16, 17 years old, they have a part-time job.
啊，但是这个打工不是为了赚钱啊。
And this job is not to earn money.
哦，而是要这个孩子去经历一下工作不容易啊。
But rather for them to experience that working is not easy.
哦，所以我发觉我们今天有些父母也是这样子啊。
Today I realize that some parents are like this.
他会有一些压力给他的孩子。
They will give their child some stress.
要他们出去啊，打工赚零用钱啊。
And allow their children to go out to earn money.
那在某一方面来讲，这是好事啊。
On some aspect is a good.Beneficial.
只要父母的动机不是为了要他拿钱回家，拿钱回家呢，那种动机就不对了。
As long as the motive of the parent is not only for the children to earn money back home.
你不是为了那个钱啊，那个钱有什么重要的
？It is not only for that money. The money is not important.
他打工能够赚多少钱
？How much money can they earn from their part-time job?
所以我们做父母的眼光要放远一点啊。
So as parents, we need to put our eyes, our vision in
farther. 你要他出去工作，不是为了要赚那个钱啊。
For them to go out and have a job is not only to earn the money.
两个目的啊。
There's two motives.
第一个啊，是让他出去外面看看真正的社会是怎么样子。
First motive is for them to really see what the true society holds.
才会比较成熟。
So that they can be a little more mature.
第一个目的是让他知道工作辛苦，赚钱不容易。
Second is for them to realize to go out and work and earn money is not easy.
让他更珍惜家里所对他付出的。
So they can appreciate what the family sacrifices for them.
哦，所以今天一个有远见的父母
，So if a parent has good vision，
他会鼓励孩子啊出去打打零工。
They will encourage their child to go out and have a part-time job.
但是不是为了钱
，But not to just solely for the purpose of money.
而是为了让孩子从少年的时候能够负点轭，承受一点重担哦。
Rather for the child to experience a little suffering and experience some burden.
那信仰上也是这样啊。
Likewise in our spiritual life.
而作为父母的。
As our parents.
而作为宗教教育老师的。
As our RE teachers.
我们有时候哇，太疼我们的孩子啦。
Many times we love our child too much.
哎呀，他还小啦。
We say, oh, they're still young.
他不懂啦。
They don't understand.
哎呀，他来教会只会捣蛋啦。
They only come to church to create trouble.
哦，所以啊，我们就觉得哎呀，不要来啦，都不要带来教会啦。
So we just say, fine, don't bring them to church.
我们会觉得说，哎呀，没关系，小孩子调皮没有关系啦。
Say fine, they're very naughty. It's fine.
哦，其实我们的责任是在适当的给他们一点压力啊。
But rather, it is our responsibility at the appropriate time to give them stress.
要交给他们一些工作，让他们去做。
To bestow upon them some jobs to do.
要给他们一些规矩，他们必须要遵守。
Give them some rules and regulations they must follow.
这个才叫做爱他。
This is what we call loving them.
如果一个父母、一个老师从来不给孩子任何压力
，If a parent or a teacher never give their children stress,
这个不叫爱孩子啊。
It's not what we call loving them.
这叫做宠孩子宠坏了哦。
This is called spoiling them.
哦，所以在这里啊，主要用小驴驹啊。
Therefore, here Jesus wants to use a colt.
小驴驹也是可以承担耶稣的重量的啊。
A colt can still carry the weight of Jesus.
哦，所以在这里说啊，主要用它哦。
That is why Jesus wants to use it.
哦，在这里说啊，主要用它，这个主人就让这只驴驹被牵走了。
Since Jesus wants to use it, the owner allows Jesus to take it away.
哦，所以在这里啊，我们也要愿意付出，愿意奉献。
So we can learn here that we must be willing to offer and give up to the Lord.
那我们今天人生当中啊，主也对我们有一些要求啊。
In our lifetime, Jesus also has some requests for us.
那当你听见了主耶稣对你说啊，主要用你啊，你是什么反应啊
？Once you hear Jesus says he wants to use you, what is your reaction?
有些人就哎呀，我没听见，我没听见，没听见。
Some people will say, oh, I don't hear it, I don't hear it.
你明明知道主要用你。
But you obviously hear him.
你知道主耶稣对你有个期望。
You know that he has an expectation of you.
你知道主耶稣在你生命当中安排了一些目的跟一些目标。
You know that Jesus has prepared some jobs for you.
你听见了。
And you have heard.
但是你可以拒绝啊。
But then you can reject.
哦，所以啊，今天我们如果听见了，主要用我们。
So today if we heard Jesus would like to use us.
哦，你说没有啊，我从来没有听见主耶稣跟我讲话啊。
Have you said no? Jesus has never said anything to me.
主耶稣让你看到教会的需要，这就是告诉你啦。
If Jesus shows you the need of the church, that is him telling you.
如果今天主耶稣让你经济环境很好。
If today gives you God, Jesus gives you a good financial environment.
然后你看见教会有需要。
And you've seen that the church is in need.
哦，这就是主耶稣对你说主要用你啊。
This is Jesus telling you he wants to use you.
如果今天主耶稣让你有比较多的时间，
if Jesus gives you a little more time,
哎，结果你看见圣工当中有需要，
and you see that in the holy work they have need.
这就是主对你说主要用你啦。
This is Jesus telling you he wants to use you.
你会煮饭啊？你那个学有专精，你很会炒，很会煮饭。
You have experience, you know how to cook.
你看到教会里那个煮饭的人都很辛苦啊，人太少。
You see that the members who are cooking are very tired and there's very little helpers.
你看见了。
And you have seen.
你有没有听见主说主要用你啊？
Have you heard Jesus say he wants to use you?
但是主要用你，你要付出努力的。
So, but even if Jesus wants to use you, you need to give out effort.
你要付出时间。
You need to give up your time.
你可能要付出金钱。
Might need to give up some financial means.
主要用你，你要付出代价的啊。
When Jesus uses you, you need to give up a price.
所以你听见了吗？
So have you heard?
那啊，听见以后你有什么反应呢？
And after you have heard, what kind of reaction do you have?
而这里说主要用他啊，这个主人就让这个驴驹被牵走了。
Here Jesus said he wants to use it, and the owner allows it to be taken away.
这叫做信仰付出的代价哦。
This is what we call the price we pay in our spiritual life.
今天不见得是金钱啊。
Today it might not be financial.
有时候我们一提到奉献啊，我们一想到就是钱啊，给钱。
Many times when we speak about offering, we think we're talking about money.
其实有时候不是啊。
But many times it might not be.
奉献金钱可能是一方面的啊。
Offering money could be part of it.
但是教会里需要的不是金钱而已啊。
But church not only needs money.
它更多的是需要你所付出的努力跟时间啊。
But it needs even more your efforts and strength that you give.
现在我们的人啊，现在人生活都很忙碌啊。
Today our lives are very busy.
有时候奉献金钱反而比较容易。
Many times it might be just easier just to offer monetary means.
奉献时间，对不起，做不到啊。
But if we're to offer time, we won't be able to.
所以啊，今天主耶稣要的不见得是你的钱啊。
But today Jesus might not necessarily need your monetary means.
主耶稣要的是你的时间。
Jesus might need your time.
让你能够来聚会。
Allow you to come to service.
来参加讲习会。
To attend the sermon workshop.
来努力灵修。
To hurry and cultivate your spiritual life.
这是主耶稣对你的期待啊。
This is the hopes that Jesus has in you.
主耶稣对你的要求可能是要你开口。
Jesus might expect you to open your mouth.
能够对你身旁的人来传福音。
To preach to those who are beside you.
主耶稣不见得要你的钱啊。
Jesus might not necessarily need your money.
他要你的是你要开口去传福音啊。
He might need you to express yourself and preach the gospel.
所以啊，今天我们要问问自己啊。
So today we need to question ourselves.
主要用我，主要用我。
Jesus wants to use me.
那到底要用我做什么？
What would he like me to do?
那到底神在我生命当中预备的工作到底是什么？
What has he prepared the work in my life to be?
我愿意给他吗？
Am I willing to offer to him?
那在这里说啊，在这里一句是从来没有人骑过的哦。
Here it says this colt was never rode on.
那什么叫做从来没有人骑过？
What does that mean to us?
就是这只驴驹是完全让主所用啊。
It means this was solely and prepared for Jesus' use.
然后就是说我们在服侍的这个过程当中哦。
It means that over the process of our servitude.
把我们最好的给主啊。
To give the best to the Lord.
然后有的人啊，他会这样子说哦。
Some people say this.
我现在很忙啊。
I'm busy right now.
我还年轻。
I'm still young.
我有大好的前程。
I have a great head of road ahead of me.
我现在要努力工作，努力赚钱。
Right now I need to work hard to earn money.
等我老了。
Wait till I grow older.
等我退休了。
Wait till I retire.
等我工作做不动了。
After wait till I can't work anymore.
到时候我一定好好来爱主啊。
Then I will worship the Lord in totality.
那这跟圣经的观念是不一样的哦。
This is totally different from the concept of the Bible.
圣经里面说什么？最好的给主啊。
The Bible tells us we need to offer up our best to the Lord.
把你的年轻，把你最好的年纪。
Give your youth and give up your best years.
给你最好的时间都交给主啊。
Give your best time all given to God.
哦，使你的奉献在神眼里是最美的哦。
So that your service will be the most beautiful.
那我们来看一下。创世纪啊。
Let's look at the book of Genesis.
我们看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪的第四章啊。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪的第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
第三节
，verse 3。
第三节，有一日，该隐拿田地的出产为供物献给神。第四节
，verse 4。
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。神看中亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。哦，那这里我们讲到的是啊，人类记载的一次奉献啊。
This is where it records that.Humanity was trying to offer up to God.
在这里说啊，有一对兄弟都要奉献啊。
Records that there is two brothers who give up their offerings.
一个是种田的。
One tills the land.
一个是养羊的。
One shepherds the sheep.
所以啊，这个种田的就献上了一些他的谷物啊。
So the one that tills the land gives up his offering.
这个养羊的就献上了羊啊。
And the one that takes care of the sheep gives up his firstlings.
这本身是没有什么问题的。
And essentially, there's no problem with this.
但是这里突然出现一个问题哦。
But a problem arises.
他说神喜欢一边，不喜欢另外一边啊。
God likes one and doesn't like the other.
神喜欢亚伯啊，不喜欢该隐啊。
God is pleased with Abel, but not with Cain.
为什么？
And why is that?
是因为神比较喜欢羊吗？
It's because God likes sheep more.
应该不是哦。
That is not the truth.
这跟他们两个人奉献的态度很有关系啊。
It has to do with the attitude that both.
在这里说，这个该隐啊，就随便拿了一些啊收获的谷物啊，就拿来献给神啊。
Here it says that Cain just uses some of the fruit of his ground to offer.
但是亚伯就不一样啊。
But Abel is different.
他亚伯挑那个地头生的哦。
Abel uses the firstlings of the flock.
最好的。
The best.
然后啊，把那个脂油啊，最香的地方也都献上啦。
Use the one with the most smelling aroma given to God.
所以因为奉献的态度不一样。
Because their attitude of offering was different.
所以神对他们的态度也就不一样啊。
Therefore, God's reaction to each of them is different.
所以我们今天奉献也是这样啊。
So today, when we serve God, is the same.
如果你只有把你不要的坏掉的剩下的才拿来给神啊。
If you only offer up to God the ones the things that you don't need.
那这样子神也不见得会喜悦啊。
Then God might not be pleased and accept it.
啊，我曾经在西岸的时候啊，遇到一件事情啊。我在 West Coast 啊。
In the West Coast, I experienced this incident.
啊，有一次，我那时候做宗教教育的老师啊。
I was an RE teacher.
那有一次啊，有一个老先生啊，哇，就跑来教会啊。
And there was an old man that came to church.
哇，那个老弟兄啊，就拿了两台吸尘器来啊。
And this brother brought two vacuum cleaners.
他说，哎呀，教会啊，可能没有吸尘器啊，来来来，这个给教会啊。
So he said, church might not have vacuum cleaners, so let me bring mine.
哦，我说、啊、谢谢谢谢谢谢啊。
And I said, thank you.
啊，但是怎么发不动呢？
But how come I can't open them?
他说：“哎呀，这两台都坏掉了啦。”
Said, "Oh, these two are broken, actually."
啊，但是呢，我觉得这个丢掉太可惜了哦。
But I felt bad for throwing them away.
所以啊，先放在这里，说不定有哪一天它就好了。
So let us store them here. Maybe one day it could work.
他舍不得丢掉坏掉的吸尘器，舍不得丢掉啊。
He didn't want to. He felt bad throwing them away.
但是家里又没有空间可以放。
And there was no space at home to place them.
最好的就是放到教会来。哎呀，奉献给神呐、啊。
So it's better to just offer up to church.
拜托，这种奉献，请你不要拿来啊。
But please do not offer those type of offerings.
结果、啊、我下午就把它拿到那个大垃圾箱，我下午就把它拿去丢掉了。
In the afternoon, I just threw it out in the dumpster.
哎，最神奇的是，隔个礼拜我来，它又回来了。那两台吸尘器又回来了。
And very interesting. Next week, those two vacuum cleaners came back.
哇、哦，那个老弟兄很生气啊，我来找我、啊。
Old brother was very angry. He came to find me.
你很浪费啊。
You're so wasteful, he said.
说不定有一天它会好啊，有人。会修啊。
Maybe one day it will be repaired. Someone will fix it.
如果是用这种心态啊，这个不叫做奉献啊。
If you use that type of attitude offer, that is not what we call offering.
其实这个是得罪神的事情啊。
That is called offending God.
你把神的家当什么？
What do you think God's house is?
当成你的杂物间吗？
Is it your storage room?
还是当成你的垃圾桶呢？
Or rather your garbage can?
所以我们今天奉献的心态要很正确啊。
So today we need to have a correct attitude as when we offer.
不要以为什么东西丢到教会来都叫奉献啊。
Don't think that everything you bring and store at church is called offering.
在这里说啊，没有人骑过的驴驹啊。
Here it says that no one rode this colt.
最好的给神啊。
So therefore, it's the best that's given to God.
那、啊、但是当然了、啊，这有另外一个，这有两种不同的状况哦。
But there's two different situations here.
啊，当你有了一样东西。
When you have an object.
啊，当或者当你有两样哦，两样都类似的哦。
When you have two similar objects.
哎、啊，你只需要一个。
You only need one.
哎，你就可以问问教会需不需要啊。
You ask the church if they need it.
啊，如果教会需要，那是最好啊。
If the church needs it, then that's the better.
啊，这个叫做最好的奉献给神哦。
And that's what we call the best given to God.
啊，但是如果你的是旧的呢，旧的东西呢
？But if your things are old.
啊，旧的东西可不可以奉献给教会呢
？Can you offer old things to church?
要看情形。
We need to look at the situation.
如果今天教会有这个需要
，If the church is in need，
你手上刚好也有这个东西
，And you just so happen to have it，
它可能是旧的
，Although it might be used，
啊，但是如果教会刚好用得到。
But the church can use it.
你也愿意拿出来奉献。
And you're willing to take it out for offer.
啊，这个没有问题啊，这叫好事啊，好事哦。
That's fine. That is a good thing.
哦，这替教会省了一个买新的钱呐、啊。
You save the church from buying a new thing.
所以今天啊，奉献蒙不蒙神喜悦
？So today, whether our offering is pleased by God.
两个条件。
Must have two conditions.
第一个条件，你用什么心态来奉献
？The first is what kind of attitude you use to offer.
第二个条件。
And the second.
教会有没有真的需要
？Does the church truly needed.
哦，所以啊，不要以为你把一些东西带来就丢在教会的角落啊，我就是奉献给神的、啊。
So don't think that once you bring it to church, you put in the corner of the church, you offer up to God.
有时候教会处理这个非常头痛啊。
Sometimes when the church needs to deal with it, it gives us a headache.
要丢也不是，不丢也不是啊。
We want to throw away, we might not want to throw it away.
哦，所以啊，要看教会有没有需要哦。
So we need to see whether the church is in need of it.
这个才叫做最好的献给神，最适合的献给神啊。
This is what we call offering up our best to God.
我们看一下马可福音的第十一章啊。
Let's return to Mark chapter 11.
马可福音的第十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音第十一章
，Mark chapter 11，
第三节
，verse 3，
我们从第二节开始看好了啊、哦。
Let's start from verse 2。
马可福音的第十一章第二节
，Mark 11 verse 2。
第二节对他们说：“你们往对面的村子去，一进去的时候， 必看见一只驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。第三节。
Verse three。
他说：“若有人对你们说，为什么做这事？你们就说，主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。”哈，那这里啊，中文说啊，立时让你们牵来啊。
Here it tells us to loose it and bring it。
那其实啊，它在原文里面有两种不同的翻译啊。
In the original translation, there's two different interpretations。
那第一种翻译是说啊，你解开啊，那个人就会让你把驴子把驴驹牵走啊。
The first translation is that if you loose untie it, then you can bring it.
在希腊文里面有另外一种完全不一样的翻译哦。
But in Hebrew there is a different type of translation.
他的意思是说，我马上会把它带回来还呐。
That you immediately bring it back.
我觉得这两种啊，对我们来讲都是很重要的观念啊。
These two give us very important concepts.
第一个观念哦。
The first concept to have.
教会如果有需要
If the church is in need.
主要用它
And Jesus would like to use it.
你要舍得，你要舍得，对教会你要舍得啊。
You must be willing to give it up.
啊，但是第二个观念是什么？
But the second concept.
第二个观念是从那个领受的人来说的哦。
It's for the person who's receiving it.
说啊，用完之后要记得还给人家，马上还给人家。
After you finish using it, you must return it immediately.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是不要用教会或用信仰当作占别人便宜的借口啊。
Do not use your faith in church to take advantage of other people.
啊，我有一次在读一本书哦，一个外教会的牧师写的哈。
One time I was reading a book that a pastor from another church wrote.
啊，是 Father Denomination 哦，一个外教会牧师写的书哈。
A book written from another denomination.
啊，这个牧师这本书是写给其他牧师看的哈。
This book was written for other pastors to read.
啊，这个牧师说啊，他以前呢其实是一个很小教会的穷牧师啊。
He wrote that he was a very poor minister in another church.
哦，他在写说啊，在教你们，教牧师怎么样成为又富足又丰盛又有福气啊。
He was teaching them how to be rich and abundant in life.
啊，讲实话，这个在外教会的牧师里面啊，这不是什么新鲜的事情啊。
For this, we speak about this in other outside churches. This is not anything new.
他们有很多书是在教你怎么做牧师才会。生活才会好啊。
There's a lot of books that teach you how to be a pastor so that your life goes well.
他在里面就讲到他自己的一个例子哦。
So he speaks as himself as an example.
他在里面就讲到说啊，有一次啊，他的会众啊，他那时候教会已经比较大了，哇，在会众当中啊，有一个人啊，他知道有一个人新买了一辆。那个奔子啊，新买了一辆奔子哦。
So he was speaking in front of a big congregation in his church, and he knew that one of the members have a new Mercedes Benz.
哦，然后说啊，他就那一次聚会就特别聚会啊，一个特别聚会啊。
That day they had a very special service.
然后啊，哇，唱诗啊，哇，那弄得很感人啊，哇，拿着麦克风啊，哇，讲了哇，感动人的道理啊。
So they had hymnal singing, and he spoke a sermon that was so moving and touching.
哇，他就说啊，然后就讲说，哇，神。爱你呀、啊，是吗？就讲了很多，神要祝福你呀、啊。
He used a lot of words that like God loves you and God will bless you.
然后啊，就开始讲啊，这个教会有需要。
And then he continued leads to say that the church is in need.
圣工有需要。
That the holy work is lacking.
然后他就说，哎呀，神启示，我看见了，我看见了。
And God is revealed and I have seen.
我看见教会有一台 Mercedes.
I see that the church has a Mercedes.
谁被神的灵感动
？Who has been moved by the Spirit of God?
主要用他，主要用他。
That God wants to move this person.
那这个教会就那么多人嘛，大家都知道谁用 Mercedes 啊
？In such a large church, everyone knows who has the Mercedes.
所以所有人就全部转头看那个人啊。
So、everyone turns his head and looks at that person.
所以鼻子摸摸就把钥匙拿出来。
So he rubs his nose and takes his key out.
主要用他，谁来开
？So if Jesus wants to use him, who will use the car?
他说：“你看，那个牧师就说，你看，主要用他，我就有 Mercedes 可以开了。”
So he said, God will see, will use him, then I will use the car.
你们不要觉得奇怪，这在外教会是非常平常的事情啊。
Don't think this is very strange. This is very normal for outside churches.
好像只要说主要用他，你就把他捐出来啊。
Once they say that God wants to use that person, you must offer it up.
这是一种错误的事情啊，错误的观念啊。
This is the wrong concept and attitude.
这个叫做啊，以信仰、以金钱来满足自己欲望的一种借口啊。
And、this is the excuse that people use to use our spiritual life to fulfill our life.
这里讲什么？
But what does it say here?
说啊，我很快就会把它拿回来还呐。
It tells us that we must bring it back immediately and return it.
哦，所以我们今天如果啊，刚好教会有什么需要啊
？So today, if we see that the church is in need,
啊，跟人家借了点东西啊，跟信徒说，我借一下，借给东西啊。
We borrowed an object from another member.
啊，不管是车子、电脑还是任何的东西啊。
Regardless whether it's a computer or a car.
记得啊，用完要赶快还给人家。
We must remember after we've used it to return it immediately.
不要说。啊，主要用它，然后就把它带回家去了。
Don't say that. Oh, God wants to use it, so now I will keep it at home, my home forever.
那在神眼里是什么？是偷窃，是侵占，是罪啊。
But in the eyes of God, this is sin and is very offensive.
哦，所以啊，今天我们啊，不管是奉献的人
，But so today, regardless where we are the person offering,
还是接受的人
，or the receiver,
我们都要有一个正确的观念啊。
We need to have the right mindset.
如果是教会有需要
，if the church is truly in need,
我们要甘心，我们要舍得。
We must be willing to offer it.
啊，如果是我们只是跟人家借的
，if we are only borrowing it,
记得用完要赶快还给人家。
Remember to return it back immediately.
而且要还好的状况啊，不要给人家弄坏啊。
And you must.Specifically return it back in the condition it was given to you in.
哦，不要啊，弄坏了就说，哎，主要用它，主把它弄坏了。
So you cannot say, oh, God would like to use them, so let me just return it, destroy.
不可以啊，要用心保管啊。
Let us take care of it since we're borrowing it.
哦，所以主要用小驴驹啊。
So here God wants to use the colt.
那我们要学像这个主人一样，像这驴驹的主人啊。主要用就给他用哦。
Let us learn from the owner of the colt. If Jesus wants to use it, we offer it up.
我们看一下路加福音的第十九章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 19.
我们看回来路加福音的第十九章哦。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
的第三十七节
哈。Verse 37.
37节。37节，将近耶路撒冷下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见的一切异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美主，说：“奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。”哦，那这里当他们要进城的时候，当主耶稣骑着驴驹要进城啊。
Once Jesus had to ride the colt into the city.
我们刚刚讲说啊，耶稣骑驴驹啊，代表和平的君王啊。
Recall we said that Jesus riding the colt proclaims that he's the king of peace.
所以啊，他不是骑高头大马，不是骑那个哇那个骑马进来的，不是啊。
So he's not riding a very big horse into the city.
啊，他是骑驴驹进来啊。
Rather, he's riding a colt into the city.
哦，所以啊，我们今天呢，也要骑着驴驹到处去啊。
Likewise, we also need to ride into colt wherever we go.
像耶稣一样啊，所走到的地方啊，要带来和平啊。
Like Jesus, to wherever it is that we tread, that we bring peace.
那在以弗所书第六章哦。
In Ephesians chapter 6.
他告诉我们说，我们做一个真的基督徒啊。
It tells us that to be a true Christian.
我们走到的地方啊，要带着。和平的福音啊
Wherever we go, we need to bring the gospel of peace.
哦，所以我们要问自己啊
So we need to ask ourselves.
有我们在的地方有和平吗
The places that we have gone to, are there peace?
哎，有的人很奇怪啊
Some people are a little strange.
只要有他的地方就一定会吵架
As long as they're there, they're present, the people argue.
一定会有一些意外，一定会有一些争执啊，吵架啊，谁对谁不喜欢，谁对谁生气啊
There must be an incident happening. Somebody will be upset at someone.
很奇怪，有的人就是这样子啊。
Very strange. Some people are just like that.
那就是没有骑驴驹啊，整天骑马跑来跑去啊。
They have not rode the colt. They're riding the horse everywhere they go.
但是有些人就不一样啊、哦。
But some people are different.
那不管啊，这个地方啊，吵得再这些人吵得再厉害，吵得再凶哦。
No matter how big an argument is between two people.
有的地方啊，这个有的信徒一到，马上就和平了。
Once this member arrives, the place is.With peace.
啊，不管是教会里或是外面都一样啊。
Regardless whether it is in church or outside.
所以有些人呐、啊，就算在外面的社会啊，也是很多人喜欢的、啊。
Therefore, some people are always liked by even inside and outside of church.
因为只要有他在这个团体里面，大家都很开心啊。
Because as long as they're within the circle, everyone is very joyful.
哦，所以我们不要只有看教会啊。
So let us not just look at church.
你看看你自己，你在工作的地方啊。
Look at your workplace.
大家愿意跟你讲话吗
？Will everyone willing to talk to you?
有的同事，哎呀，离你远一点啊，哎呀，这个人啊，走到哪都跟人家吵架啊。
Some colleagues want to keep their distance because they know that wherever you go, you always argue.
你就失败啦。
And you lose.
哦，所以如果在你的工作环境当中
当中哦。
So therefore, in your workplace environment,
大家都喜欢有你在那里。
Everyone is pleased that you're there.
大家都觉得跟你在一起很开心。
Everyone is very happy when they're with you.
你就是骑着和平的驴驹到处而行哦。
Then you ride this colt of peace everywhere you go.
那在这里说啊，门徒大声赞美神啊。
Here the disciples, praise the Lord loudly.
为什么大声赞美神
？Why do they praise the Lord？
这里说因所见过的一切异能就欢乐起来啊。
Because it says that through all the tribulations, they praise the Lord.
异能呢 ？37。Miracle that they have seen.
So all the miracles they have seen, they praise the Lord.
所以啊，因为啊，门徒跟着耶稣啊。
Because the disciples follow Jesus.
门徒看过很多神迹啊。
The disciples see a lot of miracles.
所以在这里说啊，门徒一想到那些神迹，他就欢乐起来啊。
So once they think of those miracles, they rejoice.
所以一个基督徒怎么样才会欢乐
？So how does a disciple a member rejoice？
这里说啊，你要常常纪念你所看过的神迹啊。
Here it tells us we must often recall the miracles you've seen.
不见得是发生在你身上啊。
Might not necessarily be on upon you.
但是有时候是发生在你周遭的人的身上啊。
But oftentimes it could be those who are around you.
当然我相信每个人啊，我们每个人啊，生命当中应该都有见证啊。
But I believe that everyone has their own testimonies.
有时候啊，那些见证你要常常去回想它。
Oftentimes we must recall all these testimonies.
你越想，你会越感恩啊。
The more you remember, the more grateful you are.
你越感恩啊，你就越欢喜啊。
The more you give thanks, the more joyful you are.
为什么你会欢喜
？Why will you rejoice？
生命当中有这么多的神迹奇事，你怎么不欢喜呢
？With all these miracles and mighty works in your life, how can you not rejoice？
但是有时候人真的很健忘啊。
But many times, man is very forgetful.
我们跟以色列人一样啊。
We're just like the Israelites.
离开埃及地以后哦。
After we leave the land of Egypt.
亲眼看见神显实哉。
We personally see that God, did the 10 plagues.
亲眼看见红海分开。
We personally see that God opened the Red Sea.
亲眼看见天降玛拿。
We see with our own eyes God give us manna.
亲眼看见神赐鹌鹑。
We see that God give us safety.
所以啊，我们什么都看见了。
So we've seen everything.
就像以色列人一样。
Just like the Israelites.
但是我们什么都不记得。
But we don't remember anything.
有时候还像以色列人一样啊，抱怨啊，抱怨啊，抱怨啊。
But many times, even like them, we just keep complaining.
所以圣经里面怎么说
？So what does the Bible say?
神对摩西说：“这些以色列人是我不喜欢的人啊。”
The Bible says that the people of the Israelites, I dislike them.
所以啊，一个人如果不懂得感谢
，So if a person does not know how to give thanks,
不懂得记住神在我们生命当中的恩典
，They do not know how to give thanks of God in their life.
只会不断的抱怨这个没有那个没有。
But unceasingly saying that I don't have this and I don't have that.
神说我这些是我所不喜悦的人啊。
God say that this is the type of people I dislike.
所以你是神蒙神喜悦的人吗
？So are you a person that is pleased by God?
你要常常去思念神在你生命当中的作为哦。
Often reminisce all the things that God have done in your life.
但是有时候啊，人真的很健忘啊。
But many times we're so forgetful.
所以啊，像我自己哦
，like me，
我就有时候啊怕忘记啊
，I'm afraid I will forget。
所以我电脑里有个档案啊，我就是把我遇到的或者是体验到的一些信仰的恩典啊，神迹奇事啊，我就把它写下来啊。
So in my computer, I always record down all the miracles and things that happened in my life.
有时候啊，因为要写的比较细节啊。
But many times because I write them down.
要不然三年、五年、十年之后啊，你只记得好像有这个事，但是细节都不记得啦。
You may forget all the details. You only forget the most important part.
好记性不如烂笔头啊。美国小孩啊，所以啊，你的记忆力没有你想象那么好啦。
Your memory might not be as good as you think.
所以啊，写下来才是真的。
So if you write it down, it's better.
有时候啊，写下来之后，你几年之后再回去看啦。
So after you write it, a couple of years later, you return to look at it again.
有时候看到会感动啊。
Many times when you look at it, you'll feel touched.
有时候当你软弱的时候啊。
Many times when you feel weak.
好像信仰走投无路啦。
Feel like you run into the dead end in your spiritual life.
好像你呼求神，神没有给你回应啊。
Seems like you cry to God, He doesn't reply.
有时候你回去看当年你所写的东西啊。
But you return to review what you wrote a couple years ago.
会有再一次的这样激发你的信心啊。
Once again, it will the flame your spiritual life.
当年神是这样在我生命当中显神迹的。
Once a few years ago, God was like this in my life.
当年神可以这样子来帮助我。
That day, God is able to help me.
当年我是如何决心跟主到底的。
That year, how I was so zealously following Him.
那有时候那个信仰就重新复兴啊。
So once again, your faith will be renewed.
所以啊，记得把它写下来啊。
Therefore, remember to write them down.
那这里啊，门徒说啊，当他们想到生命当中他们所见过的神迹，就欢喜了啊。
The disciples here recall the miracles that Jesus performed, and then they rejoice.
但是欢喜之后要大声赞美神啊。
After you rejoice, you must loudly praise the Lord.
所以啊，我们看到有的基督徒啊，有的信徒啊，常常啊，满脸笑容哦。
We know that some Christians, some members, they always have a smile.
他们的生活有过得比别人好吗？
Are their lives better than others?
他们的钱有比别人多吗？
Are they richer than others?
他们住的房子有比别人大吗？
Do they have a larger house than others?
有吗？
Do they?
什么都没有啊。
But they might have nothing.
住得很普通，生活很普通，工作很辛苦啊。
They live ordinarily and they work hard.
啊，但是奇怪啊，为什么他不管人生遇到什么都笑得出来啊？
But it's so strange, no matter what they encounter in life, they're able to put on a smile.
这个叫做真基督徒哦。
That's what we call a true Christian.
一想到人生的美，一想到耶稣的恩，你就笑出来了啊。
Once you think of the love and the grace of God, you're able to smile.
所以你不会笑吗？
So can you not smile?
你笑不出来吗？
Why you cannot put on a smile?
那你的信仰要再重新检讨一下啦。
You need to review your faith once again.
可能在哪些环节上面出了点问题呀？
Maybe in some parts there's some problems.
还是你忘记当年的恩了呢？
Did you forget the grace that was once given to you?
常常回想激励自己啊。
Frequently remind yourself to move yourself.
我们再看回来哦。
Let's return.
我们再看回来。我们看回来第三十五节啊。
Let's return to verse 35.
路加福音的十九章三十五节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 35.
三十五节，他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服，他在上面扶耶稣，骑上。三十六节。
36.
走的时候，众人把衣服铺在地上哦。那这里说啊，耶稣要进城的时候啊，
Here says that before Jesus entered the city，
其实有很多人啊，整个耶路撒冷都轰动啊。
There was a lot of people, a multitude there。
所以耶路撒冷合成的人都来啦。
So all the people of the city gathered in Jerusalem。
大家一起在那里啊，唱歌啊，一起在那里感谢赞美啊。
Everyone would gather there to sing hymns and praise。
就像在。光在马可福音那里有写哈
，just like it recorded in Mark。
他说啊，许多人把衣服铺在地上啊，前行后随的人喊着说：“何塞纳，奉主名来的，是应当承受。”所以那时候啊，很多人在那里啊。
So that time everyone was there。
很多人在那里赞美神啊。
Everyone was there praising God。
啊，但是你知道一个礼拜以后啊，一个礼拜以后哦。
But one week later。
同样的这一群人啊。
Same group of people。
就是站在那里喊着说。钉死耶稣，钉死耶稣，同样一群人啊。
The same crowd of people who shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him."
一个礼拜之前。
One week before.
他们说何塞纳，何塞纳，荣耀归于神啊。
They proclaim, "Hosanna, Hosanna, praise and glory be to God."
一个礼拜之后。
One week later.
同样的一群人。
The same group of people.
喊着说钉死他，钉死他，这样的人不能活着啊。
They shout the same thing, "Crucify him, crucify him. This person must not allow be to live."
同样的一群人啊。
And the same group of people.
为什么会有这么大的不同？
Why is there such a big difference?
因为这种人的信仰是没有根的哦。
Because their faith has no root.
所以今天不要以为啊，你今天做一个基督徒就可以安稳回天国啊。
So don't be think that just because you're a Christian, you can rest assured you'll go to heaven.
你如果像这一群耶路撒冷的人一样啊，
If you're like these group of people in Jerusalem,
人生没有定见啊，你不知道自己在做什么。
You're not committed and you don't know what you're doing.
你来教会，但是你不知道你在信什么。
You come to church, but you don't know what you believe.
你信耶稣，但是你不知道为什么。
You believe in Jesus, but you don't know why.
你读圣经，但是你不知道你到底要什么。
You read the Bible, but you don't know what you need.
你只是跟着旁边的人。
You only follow those beside you.
这里好玩，我就来这里。
This is fun here, so that's why I come.
这里年轻人多，我就来这里。
There's youth here, so I come.
如果你的信仰是像这些耶路撒冷的人一样啊。
If your faith is like those here of Jerusalem.
说像风吹动的芦苇哈。
as if those who are the reed blown back and forth.
哦，没有一个方向啊，风吹哪一边你就去哪一边啊。
You have no direction. Wherever the wind blows, you go that way.
别人讲什么你就做什么。
Whatever other people say, you just do it.
哦，今天啊，人家叫你就来教会。
People call you to come to church, therefore you come.
你人家不叫你就不来。
If people don't call you, then you won't come.
人家叫你出去玩你就去玩。
Other people say, oh, let's go out to have fun, you go.
一个完全不知道自己在做什么的人。
Person who does not know has no idea what they're doing.
信仰没有目标，没有方向，没有定见。
They have no purpose or goal in their life.
到最后就像这些以色列人一样啊。
Their spiritual life will end up like the Israelites.
心情好的时候，何塞纳，何塞纳。
When they're happy, they praise Hosanna, Hosanna.
心情不好的时候，钉死他，钉死他。
When they're in a bad mood, they say, crucify him, crucify him.
到最后，这些人都被咒诅了。
In the end, these people will be cursed by God.
那这些人说什么？哎呀，罪归到我们身上，这些人就把耶稣给钉死了。
They say that, oh, the sin is upon me. These people will crucify Jesus.
所以我们今天信仰有没有根？
So today, are we rooted in our faith?
有没有我们自己的信仰的根？
Do we have our own personal roots?
是只是因为我们听到人家讲才来的吗？
Do we hear because other people say to come, then we come?
是因为人情的压力才来的吗？
Do you feel like you owe someone, that's why you come?
如果是这样，我们的信仰还没有扎根啊。
That is the reason why, then you have not been rooted in your faith.
所以信仰要扎根。
So therefore, let us have roots in our spiritual life.
道理要扎根。
And be rooted in the word.
所以不管外在的环境怎么改变，
regardless whether how the environment changes,
不管旁边的人怎么说，
no matter what the people beside you say,
你都能够欢呼说何塞纳何塞纳，至高的神是应当称颂的。
Surely say Hosanna, Hosanna, praise be to the God in heaven.
哦，所以我们今天要谨慎小心，完成得救的功夫啊。
So let us be alert to complete the work of God.
怎么做？
And how do we
complete it? 没有其他的方法啊。
There's no other way.
多聚会，多听道理，多祷告，多读圣经，没有方法，没有其他方法啊。
To come to service and read the Bible more and pray more.
哦，所以啊，基督徒啊，要得救啊，没有什么其他的方法，没有什么秘诀啊。
There's no secret to being a Christian.
你多读经，多祷告，多聚会，你就得救了。
Just to come to service more, pray and read the Bible more.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，不要以为哈。你洗礼完之后就没事了。
Don't think that after you're baptized, you're worry free.
那个叫做信仰的开端呐。
That is the beginning of your faith.
啊，到最后是什么？信仰要扎根，能够进神国。
So then later on, you must be rooted in your faith in order to enter into heaven.
那我们最后来看回来路加福音的19章哦。
Let's finally return to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音的第十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
第四十一节。
Verse 41.
路加福音的十九章第四十一节。
Luke 19:41。
那耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。四十二节。
42。
说巴不得你在这日子知道关乎你平安的事，哈，无奈这事是隐藏，叫你眼看不出来。四十三节。
43。
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你四面困住你。四十四节。
44。
并要扫灭你和你里面的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上。因你不知道眷顾你的时候，哈，那这里呀、啊、记载着耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭啊。
Here records Jesus weeping for Jerusalem.
这里说啊，耶稣说啊，哀哉啊，耶路撒冷啊。
Here says, woe be to Jerusalem.
那在这里说到两件事情啊。
Records two incidents.
第一个叫做啊，你不知道平安的事啊。
You don't know the things of peace.
第二个叫做你不知道你眷顾的日子啊。
You don't know the days in your life.
哦，所以啊，耶路撒冷最后被毁灭了。
So in the end, Jerusalem was destroyed.
啊，到主后啊，主后。八十多年吧，好，那个罗马将军提多哈，罗马将军啊，带兵攻占耶路撒冷啊。
In AD BC, the Roman emperor brought in his army.
啊，罗马将军攻进耶路撒冷来了。
The Roman army went in to fight in Jerusalem.
啊，结果啊，他们来到这个圣殿啊。
They came to the holy temple.
啊，来到圣城哈、啊，来到就是攻进圣城啊。
They went to attack the holy city.
结果他们。听说有一个 rumor 有一个谣言呐、啊、
There was a rumor.
他说啊，这个圣殿啊是什么？中间有藏黄金呐、啊。
That in the midst of it there is a long yellow.
Gold 啊。
Yellow gold.
啊，有藏黄金呐、啊，有 gold 哦。
There is a treasure of gold.
啊，但是怎么搞？怎么那个这个墙这么大，圣殿这么辉煌，怎么办？
But the wall is so tall and so strong. So what do we do?
啊，怎么办？
What can they do?
放火烧最快。
So they put it on fire.
哦，所以一烧啊，那个黄金融化就变金汁就流出来了。
So once they set the city on fire, the gold melts and it leaks out.
然后那个石头烧过以后就脆了嘛。
So after the stones are heated, it will melt. It will be softer.
所以一敲就碎了，一敲就碎了。
So once you hit them, they will be shredded.
所以真的啊，到后来啊，没有一块石头叠在另外一块石头上，全部打了在找黄金啊。
So they were able to break all the stones and find the gold.
结果好像没有啊。
But end up they did not find any gold.
啊，但是啊，就是因为这件事情啊，真的耶稣的预言就这样实现了啊。
But because of that incident, the prophecy of Jesus was fulfilled.
他说哇，巴不得你知道平安的事情啊。
If you had known that there was days of peace.
哦，所以这个是对我们今天一个基督徒的一个第一个警告哦。
This is the first warning for us Christians.
哦，所以第一个部分啊，叫做基督徒的奉献。
First is the offering of a Christian.
要像小驴驹。
Must be like the small colt.
第二个叫做基督徒的感恩。
Second is the thanksgiving of a Christian.
要回想生命的恩典。
You need to recall the grace in your life.
第三个叫做基督徒的警告。
And the third is the warning for a Christian.
什么警告？你跟我每个人都有的。
It's we each and every one of us have a warning.
第一个警告。
And the first.
要知道关乎平安的事情啦。
You need to know and care for the things of peace.
所以说看到耶路撒冷城啊。
When Jesus saw the city of Jerusalem.
大家还是很快乐在里面吃吃喝喝啊。
Everyone was so relaxed eating and happy.
但是主耶稣已经看到将来这个城要完全被毁灭啊。
But Jesus already foreseen that this city will be destroyed.
他说啊，恨不得你知道关于你将来平关乎你这个平安的事情啊。
If you had known the things in the future regarding your peace right now.
所以我们今天呢，也要知道关乎我们平安的事情啊。
So today we also need to be aware of our days of peace.
我们如果现在生活很平顺。
If we're very smooth in our life now.
好像人生没有什么事情啊。
As if there's nothing going on in our life.
工作、赚钱、读书、回家、吃饭、睡觉，就是这样子嘛。
We just work, go to school, go home and sleep.
但是有没有想到将来有一天啊？
So have we thought about if one day?
有一天审判日要来啊。
One day the judgment day comes.
有一天有一个末日啊。
One day the end comes.
有一天你要面对审判前的主，审判宝座上的主啊。
You need to meet the judge.
有没有想过这一件事情？
Have you thought about this incident?
如果我们真的有去想这件事情啊。
You truly thought about this before?
啊，当我们这样想，有时候我们人生态度就不一样啊。
If we've thought about it, our attitude towards life would be different.
你现在拼命工作为了什么？
Right now, you work so hard for what?
拼命赚钱，所以我要买一个名牌包包。
You work hard so that you get a brand name bag.
啊，是不是这样子？拼命赚钱就是要买一个名牌包包嘛。
Is that why? Of course, you work hard so you can buy this brand.
你如果常常想审判的事情啊，
But if you often think about the days of judgment,
主耶稣在审判台上看着你啊，
When Jesus is on the pulpit looking at you,
你的人生有什么价值？
What kind of value do you bring in your life?
想了一想啊，把那个名牌包包拿出来啊，
You take your brand name bag out for Jesus.
这就是我人生的价值啊。
This is the value of my life.
Gucci 的哦
，It's Gucci。
啊，结果哇，神说这个没有价值啊。
God said this is has no value
那。那我还有 Burberry 耶。
But I have Burberry too。
神说这个也没有价值啊，你的人生价值在哪里
？God says this has no value too。
如果你的人生价值就是这些名牌的东西
，If your value in your life is all these brand name bags，
很抱歉，你的人生在神眼里没有价值啊。
I'm sorry that in the eyes of God you have no value。
所以一个人如果啊在平安当中常常去想到将来的事情
，But if a person in the times of peace always thinks of the things of God。
我相信他对人生的态度，活的态度完全不一样的啊。
I believe the life that they live and their attitudes for God will be different.
所以在这里啊，神那个主耶稣对耶路撒冷哭泣啊。
So that's why Jesus weeps over Jerusalem.
多希望你想到将来的日子啊。
He just hopes that they will think of the days ahead.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
你有没有想到这将来关乎你平安的事情
？Have you thought about the things and the peace of the days ahead？
如果你有没有想到将来我们所必须每个人都要面对的审判
？Have you thought of the days in the future that you will meet your judgment？
所以我们常常讲一句话哦。
So often we say these words.
如果今天死亡临到
，If today the death comes.
啊，对不起啊，对基督徒来讲，我个人不觉得这个有什么好忌讳的，我没有忌讳的啊。
I don't believe that this is something to remember.
可能外面的世界很多人一讲到死就很害怕啊。
Outside people think that death, they're very afraid of death.
啊，不是啊，我觉得对一个基督徒来讲，死没有什么好怕的啊。
I don't believe as a Christian there's anything to be afraid of in death.
啊，我有时候都会跟我太太在讨论这件事情啊。
I always talk to my wife about this.
我跟她讲说，哎呀，如果我死掉了
哦。If I die.
记得啊，千万不要花钱去买坟墓啊。
Remember, don't spend money to buy a coffin.
像我这么小气的人啊，你给我买坟墓，我一定很难过。
Because I care about this so much, I will be upset if you buy a coffin.
哇，最好烧一烧啊，去哪里撒一撒。
Just burn me and then.Spread my ashes.
反正没有关系啊。
It doesn't matter.
所以我觉得一个基督徒啊，我们对死亡本身是没有什么好畏惧的啊。
So as a Christian, should I have any, you know, something particular about death?
这是人生很正常的一个过程啊。
It's a very normal process of life.
那但是啊，有一个不一样的啊，有他是说圣经里面说啊。
But the Bible says.
他说啊，死亡是一场征战。
That death is a battle.
而这场征战是没有人可以避免的。
And this battle, no one can avoid.
不管你是宝座上的皇帝
，regardless whether you are the king on the throne，
或者是你是贫民窟里的穷人
，or you are the poor person，
啊，人生没有人可以避免这场征战
，not one person can avoid this battle。
啊，所以啊，我觉得这没有什么好忌讳的啊。
I don't believe this is something to be very
focused on。哦，所以我们有时候会讲啊，如果今天死亡临到啊
，so therefore if today the death comes，
当你眼睛一闭上啊
，once you close your eyes，
那就是末日啊，末日啊
，it's the end days。
末日就是要面对审判的主啦。
End days you must meet the king of judgment。
请问你准备好了吗
？Let me ask, have you been prepared？
除了那些包包以外，你还有什么
？Besides those bags that you have, what else do you have？
除了银行的存款以外，你还有什么
？Besides the savings in your bank, what else do you
have？ 除了你床底下枕头里面藏的钞票以外，你还有什么
？Besides the things that you hide under your bed, what do you have？
然后你说哦，我大陆还有房子啊。
You say, oh, I have a house in China。
我跟了十五个会啊。
I have。
我说，其实到审判那一日，你这些东西你到底要干什么
？On the end days, what can you do with these things？
所以人今天就要思想。关乎你平安的事情啊。
So today we need to think of the things of peace in our life.
人要努力工作。
A person must work hard.
人要尽本分的去生活。
We need to fulfill our duty to live our life.
投资也没有关系。
It's good. It's okay to invest.
但是要记得，最后这些你都带不走的。
But we need to remember that in the end you cannot bring these investments with you.
最后只能带走一样。
You can only bring one thing with you.
圣经里面说啊。圣民之死，圣徒死掉了。
When the saints die,
说他们做圣工的果效随着他们回天家。
The fruit of their works and labor will follow them to heaven.
所以思想关乎将来平安的事情吧。
So let us always reminisce on the heavenly things.
或许会让我们活出一个不太一样的生活来。
Might allow us to live out a very different life.
那在这里说啊，你不知道眷顾你的时候啊。
Here it says if you had known the days of your life.
耶稣讲到这就哭了。
Once Jesus says this, he cries.
两件事情我们不知道啊，不行，不知道不行啊。
There's two things we need to know.
第一个叫做不要忘记将来的审判啊。
Do not forget the future judgment.
第二件事情啊，叫做因为你不知道眷顾你的日子啊。
So you don't know the days of your life.
所以我们要知道眷顾我们的日子啊。
So we need to know the days that have been taken care of in our life.
今天神还给我们时间跟机会。
Today God still gives us time.
所以我们还活着。
So we're still alive.
只有活的人才有机会啊。
Well, only those who are living has a chance.
今天死了啊，没有机会了啊。
Once you die, you have no more
opportunity. 这个叫做神眷顾你的日子啊。
These are the days that God watches over you.
让你可以自由来教会。
So you freely can come to church.
让你可以来听到。
You can listen to the word.
让你有圣经可以读。
You have the Bible to read.
这个叫做眷顾你的日子啊。
This is the days that He watches over you.
所以一个人要把握机会读圣经啊。
Today we need to take an opportunity and read the Bible.
你不要以为你随时都有圣经可以读啊。
Don't think that you always have the Bible to read.
文化大革命的时候没有圣经可以读啊。
In the time of Reformation,
culture,
in the Cultural Revolution, there was no Bible to read.
没有圣经可以读哦。
There was no Bible to read.
可能那时候就是啊，有的时候藏了几页啊，就是撕掉几页藏起来啊，就只有那几页可以读而已啊。
Maybe those couple of pages that they tore off.
有的是靠着记忆啊。
And some rely on their remembering.
哦，所以现在就是给大家一个问题啦。
So today I question you all.
请问你圣经记多少啊
？How much of the Bible do you remember?
如果今天啊，从你现在到你死啊，你没有办法拿到一本圣经啊。
If I say that you don't have a Bible from the day on to your death.
请问你圣经懂不懂？
Let me ask you, do you understand the Bible?
道理懂不懂？
Do you understand the truth?
有没有办法得救？
Will you be saved?
现在叫做眷顾的日子啊。
Today are the days that we must be careful of.
我们觉得现在啊，不读圣经啊，以后再读啊。
So we might think that, oh, if I don't read now, I'll read later.
如果你以后眼睛不好呢？
But what if your eyes are no good in the future?
哦，如果你那个什么老花眼的呢？
What if you're farsighted?
青光眼的眼睛瞎的呢？
If your eyes are blind, you're blinded.
哦，你想读圣经吗？不见得有机会啊。
You want to read the Bible, you might not have the opportunity.
你只能叫别人念给你听啊。
You might only rely on other people reading to you.
啊，要是你年纪太大，耳朵又聋了呢？
But then what if you're so old and you're deaf?
哦，那就真的很糟。
Then that's you're in a bad situation.
不要以为现在拥有的环境你永远都会拥有啊。
Don't think that the environment you have now you will always have it.
趁着年轻啊。
But take opportunity of your young days.
当你眼睛还不错。
That your eyes are still well.
还读得了这个小字。
You can read these small words.
当你现在脑筋还不错。
And your brain still works.
还记得住背得了圣经的经节。
Still able to remember the memory the verses.
当你现在还有机会。
So now you have the opportunity.
活在眷顾的日子当中。
You still live in these days that are.
求主耶稣让我们看清楚啊。
Pray the Lord allows us to see clearly.
让我们看清楚关乎我们将来平安的事啊。
See clearly the days of peace.
让我们能够把握神眷顾我们的机会啊！
So you can take hold and of the opportunity Jesus gives us.
能够尽力的，能够在道理上扎根有长进。
To put our efforts so that we can be rooted in our faith.
那使我们最后每个人都能够完完整整、丰丰富富的进神国。
In the end, we can fully and completely enter into the heavenly kingdom.
像耶稣基督一样啊！
Just like Jesus Christ.
每个人都能够荣耀在欢呼当中。进入圣耶路撒冷。
Everyone can have glory and enter into the city of Jerusalem.
这是我们每个人的目标。
This is all of the goal for all of us.
是我们每个人的期盼。
And a hope for all of us.
也应该是我们每个人的努力。
And also the efforts that we should all strive for.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let us sing hymn.
我们唱诗151首。
151.